You join me at a tremendously exciting moment. I'm making a podcast. Makes a nice change from what I've been doing all morning. I've been doing other stuff all morning. I've been launching a brand new website, twitternewscentral.com. It's a porn site. It's a porn site if you're interested in Twitter news. If you're sexually turned on by news about Twitter, the social networking website, and if you're sexually turned on by tips on how to make the most of Twitter for home and business, then you're going to get a huge erection when you go to my new website, twitternewscentral.com, unless of course you're a woman, or you've had you're a woman now, perhaps you're a woman now, but you haven't had your penis removed yet, in which case you may well yet get an erection. I don't know how that sort of thing works, although I've seen programs about it. I've seen programs where they show people going to a sex change hospital, and they go in basically wearing women's clothes, and they come out wearing men's clothes, but they look very disappointed because their bodies haven't changed in any way. It's a rip-off. They've been conned and duped. Basically, they've gone into a glorified clothes shop. Some guys come up to them in a white hat and said, "Hello, I'm your surgeon. I'm going to operate on your clothes. Give me that and I'll run it through the sewing machine. We'll see what comes out. Although you might be cheaper, frankly. Although I'm not going to tell you this. You might be cheaper to go to a clothes shop and buy new clothes rather than have me operate on your existing clothes. But it's not in my interest to tell you that because I'm making money out of this, and besides, you seem to think that I'm a surgeon of some sort, which I am. I am a surgeon. I'm a qualified surgeon. I used to be a dentist. I used to go around picking at teeth, and then I started to realise that teeth are all the same. I wasn't changing lives, I discovered. When I put in the filling in a tooth in a woman, they didn't come out being a man. They came out feeling exactly the same, probably a bit worse. They probably had to go and drink half a bottle of vodka just to keep the pain down for a while, and that probably made them more depressed about whatever they were, wherever their problems were, wherever they felt they didn't fit in. So I wasn't really helping those people at all. So I decided to become a sex change surgeon. But of course I don't know how to do sex change surgery, so it's a con. I know how to do cons, not because I used to be a dentist. Dentists aren't con men or con women. That's not what I'm suggesting here. Don't get me wrong. Dentists are absolutely fine, upstanding members of the community. In fact, they do most of their work standing up. It's a bit difficult to sit down. If the person there is sitting down, you're trying to get into their mouth, they're probably going to think you're lazy if you do that. Although you could probably get some sort of chair that you raise up. You'd probably be better off lying face down on some sort of bed, getting the nurse to push the bed up so it's above the patient's lap, and then raise it up slightly. Try not to bump into their chin on the way up. Keep out about 3 inches. Allow for the profusion of the chin, because most people's face comes out a little bit further than their chest, especially if they're sitting down. Although that's not true. In a dentist chair, they're leading back, so it's more of a bed than a chair. So you're not really going up, you're going along. But you'll know all that. You figure all that out. That's just the logistics of it. You don't need me to tell you that in advance. You just go and set up your little surgery. Obviously, go to college first. Get a qualification, preferably in dentistry. And then go. Not that I'm telling you to go and be a dentist. I don't know how this came up, quite frankly. Frankly, I just came here to make a podcast and happened to mention my twitternewscentral.com. It's a spin-off of iPhoneusernews.com, my other website. I'm going to set up a cat-related thing next. But we'll see. We'll let you know when that happens. I'll say hello. One day I'll come on here and I'll say hello. You know that cat thing I was talking about? Oh, I won't say that because I want people to be able to come along here and listen to a show without feeling that they have have to have heard a previous one. So I'll say, by the way, I set up a cat website. I haven't mentioned this before, as far as you know. It's called somethingsomethingsomething.com. I haven't chosen the name yet. I suspect it'll involve cats. But it won't be cats.com, because that costs 8 million euros. And it won't be thecat.com. Oh, maybe. Well, I haven't checked. Maybe I should, just in case thecat.com is available. Hasn't occurred to me. It's probably not, but it's worth a try. Thecat.com. Sign of the dollar. Some bastard who has nothing to do with cats has taken thecat.com. The quest of one man, two chihuahuas, and a small yellow car for individual liberty. Unless that's a misprint and he means a small yellow cat. It doesn't seem to be, though. It seems to be some sort of a blog. Some fella blogging about there's an ad for insurance there. It's not even pet insurance. Absolutely disgusting. Misuse of the internet, if you ask me. The cat does see what? Has he any excuse to be using the word cat in his title? Hold on a minute. Something about Obama. I think about pickpockets versus murderers. Obama is great. Maybe Obama is a cat person. I don't know. The negative externalities of organic food. This is fucking disgraceful. I'm setting up a cat website. I want thecat.com, and this fella has hijacked it for his... what's this? Read me. There's a thing that says read me. I have an urge to go... without reading this about section, many of you will be totally confused about just what I'm ranting at. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he has a number of pet vaccine clinics. Apparently, that's his excuse. Something, 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 chihuahuas. We enjoy riding around. Frankly, TMI. Too much information. If I tell you what TMI stands for, am I giving you too much information? Because that would be ironic. Not in a good way, in a stupid, fucking ridiculous way. I've been busy today. I've set up twitternewscentral.com. Frankly, my heart isn't in this at the moment. I'm not in a talking crap mood. I've nothing to say to you. I've nothing of any entertainment or comedy value to impart to you. Let's see, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. I just wanted to get in the habit of putting one out every day, even when I'm busy, because you have to fit everything into your schedule. If I set up a new schedule and I don't fit this into it, then it all goes by the wayside. So, there we go. I suppose a cat song, I could do that. Make up for this all this non-cat stuff that we're finding on the internet. Let's see, cat song. Thecat.com, thecat.com. This is not an advertisement for thecat.com. This is whatever the opposite of an advertisement is. I suppose advertisement comes from the word adverse. Oh no, that doesn't make sense. Adverse reason, against things. So maybe an advertisement means it's speaking out against something, which would make sense. It also means the entire marketing industry has wasted billions of euros over the last 100 years making these advertisements that they thought were adversarial and that they thought were promoting their companies, when in fact they were speaking out against them. So they haven't been working. I don't know. I don't know at all. I remember the cigarette industry advertising was its downfall. Everyone came along and said, oh look, they're advertising their death cigarettes now. We have to get rid of them. First we'll make them put in slogans that say, hello, this is an advertisement for our product which will kill you. It's not a gun. It's easier to buy than a gun though, although not anymore. You can go into a shop and say, hello, can I have a look at your cigarettes? And they'll say, no, you can't, because we're not allowed to display them anymore. We have to keep them under the counter in a locked cupboard with a zebra guarding it. We're not allowed to, we used to be have a lion guarding it. We're not allowed to have dangerous animals in shops. because that would be hypocritical if you stopped selling these dangerous cigarettes, but you had a, well, you hid them under a counter, but you had a, you're selling these dangerous cigarettes with all sorts of precautions, like hiding them under the counter. Yes, you've got a deadly lion guarding them, who could kill, who could kill a person a lot quicker than a cigarette could kill them, I tell you. No, that would be hypocritical. So no, they're guarded by a zebra now, and it's more symbolic than anything else, although it is a real zebra, but symbolic of a, it's symbolic of a more dangerous animal. I suppose in a way a lion could go away, come along and eat that zebra, but what are the chances of that happening? The lions are locked, all locked up in the zoo, presumably in a locked cabinet under the counter. When you go to the zoo and ask to see a lion, they'll say, can I see your ID? Okay, I'll show you the lion now. How many do you want? Do you want a packet of 10 or a packet of 20? Well, not now to sell packets of 20 anymore. So here's a packet of 10 lions. I don't mean a lion of coke, I mean a lion, the cat. And I might have got the laws confused. I don't know. But there you go. Anyway, cat song. Oh, we're out of time. Goodbye.